Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Giants, Eagles, part two. And I was doing the math because we talked about this earlier in the week, right? And I was saying, well, we were both saying last week ahead of the Denver game, they needed to at least come away with a victory over these next 2 weeks. Obviously, they didn't get the victory that they needed against the Broncos, horrific fashion, whatever, we move on. But if they could get a win here against the Eagles, now look, it sounds crazy to talk playoffs at 2-5. I don't think that that's the primary topic here about playoffs, but as it pertains to having a relevant season, because we all know the other storyline, it's going to be Brian Daboll and Jackson Dartmouth evaluating them for the final 10 games here.
Bowen.
But Bowen, whatever. And he's taking accountability for the defense. Okay,
well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if you actually got some different results. And maybe that'll happen this weekend. I think the Eagles are vulnerable here. I don't think the Eagles are as unbeatable as even it may seem after riding the ship against Minnesota. Look what happened with Minnesota last night.
Oh, God.
I just think they stink. So I think this is a big game. And if the Giants can get this, I realistically do think that they could get to 9 wins. So will that mean playoffs? Who the hell knows? But this is an important game, not just in the evolution of Jackson Dart, but as it pertains to the 2025 season.
Well, if I was Chauncey Billups or if I was Rozier, I would bet on the Giants not making the playoffs.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I mean, I would. But to me, and I hear you, and we've talked about that. I'm not saying that there's no path there. It just seems a little sped up, you know, the timeline here. And I'm trying to keep my eye on the prize, and the prize is Jackson Dart. The prize is that the Giants have their franchise quarterback. Now, I'm with you that, like, Philly is, you know, Giants just whacked them. So to sit here and say they can't beat Philly is asinine. I think that this is the emotional game this week that will determine, playoffs aside, the amount of energy the Giant fan has the rest of the way. Because even if they lose, right, and Dar plays well and Scatabu's involved, The future's still bright, and that energy is still palpable. If they get knocked around, not that you can't recover from it, I'm not saying that, but if they had an uneven loss here, right or wrong, I think a lot of the juice around the Giants season goes away. At least temporarily.
Yeah, I don't know about that because I think as long as Dart is under center, there's going to be juice there. I just think the evaluation is different when, like, this to me is not evaluation mode. It's win a game and try to get the season back on. If you look at the last four games of the year, like, nobody's going to argue that we're going to be evaluating Dart and Daboll the rest of the way, right? Like, that's a given. That was the case before the year started. It was just a matter of when they're going to go to Jackson Dart. Obviously, it was sooner than later. So now for me, I'm trying to salvage, if I'm the Giants or a Giant fan, I'm trying to salvage here what's left of this season, saying, hey, if we win this game, beating the Eagles twice, getting the 3-5, is there an outside shot? And I think that there is, mainly because I believe that beating the Commanders at home in Week 15, beating the Vikings at home in Week 16, beating the Raiders on the road in Week 17, and then again at home against the Cowboys in Week 18, I believe it's realistic that they can win all four of those games. If Jackson Dart is healthy, remember too, trade deadline, potentially upgrade there with the wide receiver, but even aside from that, I do realistically think that they can win those four games. So that means if they win, like if you figure to get to 9, right, they're going to have to go 7-3 over the final 10 games, which sounds like, oh, how the hell the Giants going to go 7-3? But if I think they can win those four games, that's four right there. Can they find three wins over the remaining daunting schedule here at Philly, home against the Niners, at Chicago, home against the Packers, at the Lions, and at the Patriots? And it really starts with beating the Eagles here because they gave one away against the Broncos. If they can beat the Eagles twice, I think that that just sends a message, BT, not only that, hey, the Giants are coming, or hey, the Giants are here, but in the short term, right now, season back on. There's a big difference when you let go of the 2025 season and say it's all about the future and developing Dart and seeing if Dable's the guy, which is the big picture thing. But as far as this season, to me, it's still in play.
Okay, I got you. And I'm not saying that it's not fully. I think maybe I just my focus is a little elsewhere, and maybe I need to balance the two better. Maybe I'm selling the Giants a little short here in terms of not their future, in terms of going on a run. I guess the reality of it is, and you know, you want to talk about playoffs, and that's what we're doing at the moment.
Or not even playoffs, just about like
relevance.
Get to 9 wins. Can they get to 9
okay.
wins?
Okay. I don't think that they do, but even look at all the teams in front of them, like, there's 16 teams in the NFC. The Giants are 15th here, and they've only got, and you said this, I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before, they've got two more wins than the Jets.
Right.
I mean, the Jets are winless. The Giants have two. It would make it seem like the Giants are the 85 or the 86 Giants or Eli's Giants. I just think, you know what, I guess here's what I'm saying. I think that a lot of the focus, and I understand why, I do, but I think it's been hijacked a little bit because there's nothing more inspiring than having a quarterback that you can really look at and see and say, okay, if the organization does their job and provides the proper O-line and weapons and coaching and all that stuff around them, it's not ridiculous to think that Jackson Dart could get, you know, eventually the fifth Lombardi for the Giants. Like, I'm on board with that. Like, on the most basic, earliest starting point level, you couldn't say that about Daniel Jones. You couldn't say that about so many other Giant quarterbacks of the past outside of Eli and obviously Phil and Hostetler. You can say that about Jackson Dart, but you got the Cardinals. You got the Commanders. You still had the Vikings despite last night. You got the Falcons. You got Dallas. You got Carolina. You got Chicago. Not to mention the Rams and other teams that are actually really good with a lot of wins. So it's just, to me, it's a convoluted path to 9. And I'd love to see him get there. I just don't think that they do, but I still love their future.
Well, all right, but fair enough. But we're in the now, right? So who's going to worry about next year now? If you're not concerned, or not concerned, but if you're not believing that this team can salvage what's left of this season as far as the wins and losses goes, then what are you looking to see? Like, if you already think Dart's the answer, obviously.
But I want to make sure that, okay, I think he's the answer. Well, like, the more evidence I get on a week-to-week basis, the better I feel about what I'm saying right now.
To me, the only other thing would be Brian Daboll. And if we know Dart's not going anywhere. He's going to be the franchise quarterback here, whether we believe in him wholeheartedly
or not.
Like, there's still, you can't make those decisions right away, but there's evidence and real reason to believe he is that guy. Certain guys, it takes 3 years to still be like, I don't know, I'm not so sure. And this guy in 4 weeks as a starter, you're like, well, I love everything about him. Yes, he's got to learn and grow, and you hope that that continues to be the case as the weeks go on. But if it's not that, because he's not going anywhere, and it's not the season meaning anything as far as the wins, losses go, then it's about one thing with Brian Daboll. And even in that case, I still think this is a big game because they need to show that they can respond from what happened a week ago. It can't continue to be the same thing for Daboll, that they're close in these games but finding ways to lose as opposed to winning them, which has been the constant for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to stop. It should have stopped this year. With Dart, without Dart, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't have lost that Cowboys game. They did. They shouldn't have lost the Broncos game. They did.
Saints.
But that's a different game to me.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Why would you lump that one in?
I mean, because they should have won. I mean,
Why should they have won? They turned the ball over 5 times.
Yeah, but think about that. They might not do that again for another 20 years. Turnovers. So that's out of character for even a bad NFL team. So I just think it's kind of an outlier where if you turn it over 3 times, you win going away.
But that happens.
Five turnovers doesn't happen.
Well, but when it happens, you're going to lose a football game. Like, I don't look at that game, the Saints game, and say they should have won that game at all. They had 5 turnovers they deserved to lose. Rookie mistakes all over the place. But I look at the Cowboys game and the Broncos game. They had a lead with under a minute to go. Like, they scored twice, dagger touchdowns. That should have been it. Game over. Figure out a way to put that game away, and they didn't. That's why I say that. They had leads literally with under a minute to go. I'm not just saying on paper, well, they should have beaten the Saints. No, really shouldn't have. The Saints took it to him because the Giants turned the football over five times. So those are, even if you say one of the games with Dallas and Denver, they should have won. And that's a completely different story. So that can't continue to happen. A game like the Saints, whatever, you played a bad game, you're going to get beat. And if they play a bad game against the Eagles, they're going to get stomped by the Eagles here. Even if they play a good game, they might get beat by the Eagles. But to me, the season is still in play here with their record even being what it is. And even if you don't believe that it is, it's still then about evaluating not Jackson Dart, but Brian Daboll.
Let me ask you this. Is there any middle of the road here? Think about how we might come in on Monday and the possible reactions. And let's hope that this is what we're saying on Monday. Dart played well, Giants played well, Daboll was buttoned up, Giants won, they swept Philly, season on. That's plausible.
Well, or each game, like this game to me still means something. If they lose this game at 2-6, hard to...
Then it's almost impossible. Now you just, it's a Hail Mary pipe dream. I mean, you need too many things to happen. It's unrealistic at that point. They're going nowhere this year.
Could they? And by the way, 9 is not even a guarantee until I get in.
Not for sure.
But at least that's still, in my mind, a realistic goal.
Okay, fair enough. So think about that. So that's the one scenario that I paint. And that would be an amazing conversation to have. And it's possible. The other conversation would be, they get stomped.
Right. Wow.
Now, again, that's why I say, I asked, is there a middle of the road here? And I know that there is. Like, they can lose a fairly competitive game. Dart could be good, but not great. Of course, there's always a middle road. But I have a tough time believing there's going to be a middle road, which is why I think Monday's going to be a very definitive show. That's my read now. Giants play well. Dart looks good. Daboll's good. Season on.
Yeah.
Or, all right, we kind of jumped in the pool face first, and we were excited, and this is a bit of a reality check here, and Dart showed some rookie warts, and Daboll, and let's go with that conversation. Who's coaching the Giants next year? And the Eagles win a couple of Thursdays ago was obviously a bit of an outlier. Philly's ready to take off, which I believe that they actually are.
Right.
I know you don't believe that quite as much as I do, but I think they're ready to take off. And now it's like, all right, yeah, Giants are 2-6. Who's coaching? What's the story? I think it's going to be a very definitive feel on Monday. And I'm okay with that, by the way.
And the middle ground would be if the Giants play well but still lose, which I think is very realistic. But then,
so do I.
Then you say, okay, well now I'll come back home against the Niners. If you win that game, okay, maybe you can start to look at the second half where there are a lot more winnable games, especially the games at home here. You know, I don't think the Packers are unbeatable. Niners aren't unbeatable. I don't think the Bears are any good. Lions, a tough game. In New England, not going to be easy. And then those final four. I know that overall, the big picture, it's still evaluating specifically Brian Daboll, the coaching staff, along with his young quarterback. But as long as if they can win, now you keep extending each game. You know, I like getting into the games, BT. That's
I know.
What we do here.
I do too.
But with the Jets, that's been irrelevant for years. And with the Giants, for the most part, it's been irrelevant for years. So last week, we had a big game to get into.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they lost it. I still think this is potentially the last of the meaningful football games, but a meaningful football game come out.
I'm with you. I'm not pushing back on that. I want to see how they play. I think they're going to be competitive, but I also think Philly's ready to start soaring.
BT and Sal on the Fan, just getting started here on this Football Friday. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jimmy is calling from Warren County, starting us off. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Jim.
BT and Sal, what's going on, fellas?
Jimmy boy.
I'm back. Listen, I'm still trying to get over last week. But there's one way to do it. You beat the Pigeons twice.
Yeah,
that's what you do. I told you guys, Giants pride and developing the quarterback is very important. For me, if you string together 6-7 wins in this season, you beat them twice, maybe take one from Dallas, I think it's a positive going forward. Because it's hard to get over what happened last week, man. I was staring at my TV like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. I brought it to work with me. You know?
Good line, good movie, crazy movie. Shelley Duvall, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, you brought that up last week, Jim, and thank you for the call about Giants pride where, you know, think about this, right? So the Knicks should be really good this year. But think about all the years where, and Sal, you were at some of these games covering the team for the Fan. I was there as well doing work where the Knicks were awful, but they'd still play go New York, go.
Right.
And you still love the beat. It takes us back to a happier time. Yeah, go New York. Meanwhile, you're down 17 points to the Hornets in the fourth quarter, and Jamal Crawford's 9-for-30 shooting. It didn't feel as if it was in place, right? The song with the moment. And think about how many times you hear about Giants pride. Well, I think up until this year, now, of course, they made the playoffs in 2022. That was really fun. But in terms of the big picture, I feel like Giants pride is now applicable again. Like it's out of the grave. It's not like reckless or delusional or cavalier to say it. It's not wistfully hoping that the past will return. I think we are on the path to Giants pride. I really do. Like, you can feel it. Now, to what level it finally hits this year, I don't know when the season's over. But the early stages of Giant pride, we're here.
And if they ever win this game on Sunday, it's going to be back in full force. I do think it's back. I do think the fact that the Giants, we said this even, you know, really when Jackson Dart first stepped his foot on the field as a starter against the Chargers, really that's when you could see it being back on. But then especially against the Eagles on that Thursday night was, okay, the Giants are back. Meaningful football is back. Unfortunately, a brutal loss last week. It takes a while to get over that. The best way to do so is going out there now and beating the Eagles this weekend. Nick is calling from Monmouth County, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Nick.
So look, I'm a big Giants fan and I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Dart and Scataboo and, you know, the defense outside of, you know, the end of the game last week. However, I think it's crazy to think that this team's gonna beat Philly two games in a row in the same season, because first of all, I don't know when the last time they went up to Philly or went down to Philly and beat Philly in their own building. I don't remember the last time that's happened, so I don't see that happening. And two, it's
yeah,
like,
but Nick, hold on. Nick, one thing. I get it, and I'm going to let you make the other point as well. But to me, I don't really try to tie in previous history with now. I mean, the reason why the Giants very rarely win down in Philly is because the Giants have sucked
right
for 15 years, basically.
That's a good point. But I also just go with, yeah, you're right with the whole, like, you know, the whole history thing doesn't really matter in terms of talking about this year alone.
Yep.
But it's a good point to bring up because Philly's just been a better team than we have been the last, like you said, 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the other point I want to make is that, like, Philly's a tough place to play. And we've known that around the league as we've seen quarterbacks going in there in the playoffs, like veteran quarterbacks going there in the playoffs and not really perform well. Look at Brock Purdy a few years ago. He didn't really perform well in the playoffs. And even, you know, not Jaden Daniels wasn't, you know, a veteran by any means, but he had a great rookie season last year, and he didn't perform well in the playoffs last year. And I just think it's going to be a tough environment for Dart and Scataboo and them to go up there, to go down to Philly and kind of get a win, guys. I'm not trying to sugarcoat how easy this is going to be, you know?
No, 100%. Nobody's saying it's going to be easy, Nick, and thank you for the call. I mean, they're 7.5-point underdogs. Denver also was a very difficult place to play, and I thought more difficult because I think Denver's better than Philadelphia, and at the very least, they have a better defense than Philadelphia does. How the Giants play there? I know the, you know, horrific, historic loss, but the Giants dominated the majority of that game. I'm not making excuses for them by any stretch of the imagination, but if they could go into Denver and do what they did for three quarters, why wouldn't it be possible to do that in Philadelphia, what I think is less of a daunting test than going into Denver?
I don't think it's impossible, and by the way, as much the Giants really haven't won down there very often. They've had a couple of competitive games down there. Now, they've lost most of those, but the Denver situation is a little different in the sense. First of all, it's a week-to-week entity. I mean,
yeah, right.
You don't know what's going on in the NFL. You just don't. And the thing that I remember saying going into the Broncos game, now, I did not think the Giants would win, nor did I even really think that they would be incredibly competitive. They were, and I was wrong on that, although I would have loved to have been totally wrong and had them actually win the game. But the Giants had a mini bye. You know, they played Thursday. They were off Friday, mm-hmm. off Saturday, off Sunday, whereas Denver went out to, you know, obviously London, beat the Jets, didn't have the bye after it. So they were a little tired, maybe. I don't know. I can't quantify the exact impact of the air and the altitude, but I do know out there in Denver that for the first three quarters, the Giants looked fresh and fast, and in the fourth quarter, I see guys sucking oxygen.
I know, but you know, to the tune of 33 points, like, come
yeah,
on.
No,
like,
it's, yeah, no, I'm not trying to make an excuse, yeah. But I admit, so there's always circumstances. Listen, I don't think that the Giants are, you know, we're going to be watching this game on Sunday, and it's like, you know, 21-3, we're like, wow, what a massive disappointment. I would be stunned if that happens, but I would also be very surprised if the Giants actually win the game.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hoff, when was the last time the Giants won in Philly?
October 27th, 2013.
Oh, is it that long? 2013?
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
I'm looking at. I know that they're 5-15 in the last 20.
Well, that's
20.
The thing. It hasn't just been beating Philly on the road.
Yeah.
It's been beating Philly, period.
Well, true, true.
2013?
I got it for you. I actually got all the games here. So, January 5th, 2025, Giants lost by 7 in Philly, 2013. Then they lost 33-25 on Christmas in 2023. They lost. See, there were some tight ones. 22-16. Obvious. That was the playoff game. There you go. That was the playoff game 2023. Then they got smoked in 2021, 34-10, 22-21 loss, 23-17 loss, 25.
They haven't won there?
25-22 loss. A lot of tight ones. They have not, nah, they have not won. Mine only goes back to 16, so I think Hoff is actually right with this. Wow.
I mean, that's a long time. Now we get it. It's not an easy place to play, but the Giants haven't been good, and the Eagles have been good. Doesn't mean they can't win this game, and I'm not predicting that they will. And by the way, stay tuned for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment later on where we will pick the Giants and Jets games and all our other games as well. I have been perfect so far, BT, through 7 weeks, correctly predicting the winner for each Giants game. So that will be on the line this week. What will I have in store later on? Stay tuned for that for Week 8 in Philadelphia. Nobody's saying it's easy. What I'm saying is it's, to me, still a game that matters as far as being relevant this year. We all know about the evaluation, Dable, Dart, and all that stuff. We know what the Giants do, the expectations for next year. Right now, I still think this season is in play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
You know, one more note about the Giants and Eagles and this being a difficult matchup and just a tough task in general. They have not swept. So they haven't beaten the Eagles in Philly since 2013. They haven't swept since 2007.
That's amazing.
Think about how much stuff you've done since 2007 in your life.
I mean, I hadn't even met my wife.
Yeah.
I was living in Manhattan. I was at a different radio station.
2007. I was working with Mike.
Had hair a little bit.
Actually, 2007, I think I was working with Mike and Chris.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, that's how long ago that is. I don't remember having hair then, if I did. It was still shaved head.
Well, because I didn't go full, like, razor. Like, right. I would go, like, one clip, zzz, and then eventually I'm like, I got to bick it down with some shaving cream, get this thing shiny.
2007.
That's nuts, man.
It just shows you, though, it's hard to sweep in general the division rivals.
2007 is actually 1 year after one of my favorite Met moments. Beltran not swinging the bat.
2007. What year? What did the Yankees do that year? I don't recall.
What was 07? Was that the Tigers? Was that when A-Rod came out? I think that was 06 as well. When did A-Rod, when was he batting ninth?
That might have been that year.
It might have been.
You're right. That was 1 year before the stadium was the
last. Yeah, 2008. So 7-8 and then 8 and then new ones opened in 09.
Yeah,
my God.
Where Yankee Stadium was closed down in the regular season, did not have a postseason
yeah, it was
game
a tough
there.
One.
By the way, World Series game one tonight.
I know. You know what's funny? Our buddy Sweeney Murdy, fan royalty, we love him. He posted something, you guys should get him on social media. I think I saw this on X, I believe, where he wrote an article about the history of baseball in Toronto.
Yeah.
And it's actually really cool because before Rogers Center, Rogers Center, then Sky Dome, before that, they played at Exhibition Stadium.
Yep.
You probably remember seeing some games. Were you old enough?
No. I mean, I probably did. I remember the name of the stadium. I can't recall. But yes, I watched baseball in the 80s. So that was obviously, what was the Rogers Center was, or the Sky Dome that was 92 or something?
Yeah,
or?
Early 90s.
It had to be 90.
90, because they won the World Series in 92 and 93.
Or I was going to say, because WrestleMania 6 was in Toronto at the Sky Dome in 1990.
Yeah. Was that Macho Man? Who was that?
No,
I didn't watch
Warrior.
It. Oh,
Hogan Warrior.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure that was 1990.
Okay. It's a good article. He's got some video clips as well. They used to play at Exhibition Stadium, mm-hmm. which was like the Argonauts or one of the Canadian football teams where they would play. And like they had seats like 800. It's really cool. 800 feet away from the field, facing the wrong direction. They have video of opening day. Rick Cerrone, the former Yankee catcher.
Yeah.
Was the starting catcher for Toronto, and there was snow on the field. It's a disaster.
Did you
it's
watch? We'll get back to the Giants Colts here in a second. Did you watch the Expos thing yet? Not yet.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because we got new remotes, and I don't know how to sign into any of our accounts, whether it's Netflix. I don't know the passcode, so okay. My wife's got to do it. That's on the list.
I didn't even know that it was out, and I stumbled across it last night.
You watched it?
I watched like the first 45 minutes or so of it.
And? You don't love it.
Disappointing.
Why?
So far. Well, I'll tell you one thing that I didn't love about it. Now, maybe the next, the final hour or however long is left, and I think it's an hour and a half total, so I'm through like 45 minutes.
Okay.
So maybe the second part of it will be better. Number one, it does this thing where I guess it has an American voiceover,
mm-hmm.
which is not in sync with the people who are actually talking because they must be speaking French.
Oh, they're French.
So it's one of those like dubbed over.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Like the old martial art movies that we used
yes.
to watch on Channel 5.
So that bothers me a little bit. And second, it just is too much like into the weed stuff. I'm somewhat interested in when Jeffrey Loria bought the Expos.
Yeah. That's when all the great players came.
As that miserable Samson dude.
Samson from he went to the Marlins too, right?
Well, Laurie as well. So I'm curious of the timeline of that. So I'll be checking that out. But that guy just seems like an unlikable, arrogant douche. Anyway, I wanted more Expos. Like I want Gary Carter, Andre Dawson,
yeah, Timmy Raines.
This is more about the ownership, the fan base, and how they're going to eventually be done.
Almost like the politics of moving from a city and trying to acquire a new home leverage a new stadium.
Correct.
If that's the main focus, and you saw it, so I believe you, that's less interesting to me as well.
Like, basically glossed over the 94 season.
They
mentioned a little bit about it, saying they had the players and this was supposed to be the year. Basically a gloss over. So, yeah, but you should
I'll definitely watch it.
We can discuss it next week. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking Giants football to start. Mike is calling from Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Great show. So, I'm a Giants fan, and my hope is that after they lost the Saints game, they were pretty buttoned up, the players and coaches. So that's my hope going in, that the coaches learn to coach better, the players are more focused, and that we can get a win against the Eagles. I would like to see Abdu Carter and him to wreck a game already. He's, he was our number one pick. So that would be nice, too. Not a great fan of Bowen. So anyway, guys, thanks. Bye now.
No, you got it, Mike. Now, listen, one thing about Abdul Carter, it's interesting you bring that up, right? So Abdul Carter, I'm trying to find something that I sent a text to somebody. Okay. Now, I think the very like rudimentary way of looking at Abdul Carter is like, he hasn't really done a whole lot. Like, we thought this guy would be, he wanted Lawrence Taylor's number. You got to have some sacks, dude. All right, but really, for those who cover the game and know the game much more than I do, in terms of the interior play, he's doing a lot that doesn't really turn up in the statistical column. Like, really, like, opening up space for other guys, whatever. But
congrats.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the Giants defense has been nowhere near as good as it's supposed to be.
Burns, he's got 9 sacks. Burns has been great. Flott shown some promise. But no, I mean, Dexter Lawrence is stealing money, right? He's MIA. And in terms of the stats that you want to see from a third overall pick, Abdul Carter's been a zero. Check this out. He's got 8 solo tackles, right? Which is less than 150th in the NFL, meaning at least 150 guys have more.
Right.
He's got a half a sack. And he's got, you know, no forced fumbles. No, I don't care about interceptions, but I need some game-wrecking moments where it's, you know, blindside, strip sack, pounce on it, house it. You know, he's got to start doing some damage
I mean, that's what he's here for. So Burns is doing it, and they have all these other guys. Kayvon Thibodeau, I've heard the same thing. Oh, he's been more stout. That's great. When are these guys as a group, outside of Burns, who's been great, when are they going to start wrecking games? The defense has been one of the worst in the league. So everybody's making an excuse about Bowen. Well, how about the players go out there and do their job and wreak havoc? Independent. Now, Carter was being played out of position
Correct.
To start.
Correct.
That, to me, was an issue. That's on the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, though, is on the players themselves to make an impact. I don't care if his scheme is passive or not. Dexter Lawrence got to be wrecking games. Abdul Carter should be rushing the quarterback, wrecking games. So they've been okay, but it's nowhere near the game-changing, wreaking havoc type of defense that we were expecting to see.
Very disappointed in Dexter Lawrence. Like, it's one thing as Carter finds his footing in the NFL and, you know, out of position, as you just said. I mean, Dexter Lawrence, it gets thrown around way too loosely. You know, best interior D lineman of football. Really? Does he look that way this year? No.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. Jason is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Jason?
Hello, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? My question for you guys is, what's your feeling on if the Giants win 7, maybe 8 games, don't make the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Do we keep Dable and showing, or should we get rid of them still?
I don't think Shane's going anywhere myself.
Yeah, you want to take the shot? You know, like, what do you...
I don't know if it's just a win total, Jason, that I would be looking at. You know, last week is a game that the Giants should have won. If that happens again, I have no more patience with it because I've seen Dable do this time and time again. I know it's not just him, but he's the head coach. So he was frustrated with Bowen just like everybody else, but he's the head coach. And ultimately, the responsibility falls on him. So I can't see that type of performance. I don't care if they win 7 games the rest of the year. If they have one more loss like they had in Dallas or Denver, to me, that would be the last straw. So it's not
even with 7 wins, you're going to disregard? Because you got to think about it. They didn't. For me, it's they should have started dark since the beginning of the season. They didn't. But they still won 7 games, which nobody had them going over 5.
You're talking about 7 total?
Yes, 7 total wins.
I don't think that should guarantee him coming back, no.
No?
Well, but that's me. Go ahead. You think he should?
No, I didn't. For me, it's we probably win 2 out of the first 4 if we start dark.
Yeah, but we're past
but
that.
Also,
yeah. No, might be right.
And also, I feel like we also, in the beginning, and Russell did have a little bad deal because he didn't have Andrew Thomas to start with him.
Yeah.
Which probably would have changed maybe 2 games.
Yeah, so maybe the Dallas Commanders. Yeah, all right, maybe. Yeah,
I'm half with Dable, but I'm not. It all depends on how we end up at the end of the season.
Oh, agreed.
But if we win 7, it's a great season.
And thank you for the call, Jason.
Man, you're fixated on that number 7, huh? Big Mickey Mantle fan. thanks for the call. I am not locked into a sheer volume of wins like 7, 8, 6. I'm dialed into what the Giants look like. How cohesive are they? How do they start games? Because when you start games well, which they did in Denver, despite the implosion, that tells me that you're pretty buttoned up during the week leading into the game because you were ready to start the game. That's a compliment for the coach. That's a check in the right column. I think that Shane's safe no matter what. I think that it's a bit of a flip of the coin with Dable, probably more favorable than not because of Dart. But no, he can win 7 games and they can have some ugly, ugly moments and they could decide they're going to go in a different direction. I'd be okay with that.
I myself would be leaning toward, and I've been like this for the last couple of weeks, would be leaning towards retaining Brian Dable. But a loss like Sunday, to me, it gives me no confidence in saying that something's going to change next year when I've seen this 4 years in a row. You could say the excuse is, well, he didn't have an offensive line. Well, Daniel Jones wasn't a good quarterback while he's here. Well, Russell Wilson this. Well, the defense that. He's been the one constant. There's been different coordinators. There's been different quarterbacks. And the same stuff continues to happen. That, to me, is inexcusable. And that's ultimately on the head coach. Now, I'm not saying I'd fire him, but I need to see. And back to the number 7. That would mean the Giants would have gone 5-5 in the final 10 games. I believe they should be better than that over the final 10 games with their schedule. Not to mention the four games prior that Dart has started, which would mean they're 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're talking about 7-7 overall with Jackson Dart as your quarterback. Is that enough to really firmly believe that Brian Daboll's the right guy, a 500 record with Jackson Dart?
I mean, that's pretty good.
And
I mean,
defense?
For a rookie, yeah, I get it. But I think we focus on the good parts of the defense and ignore stuff that's still not there yet in terms of being ready to be a top flight defense. I don't know the answer. My opinion would be if they win 7, which would equate to 5-5 the rest of the way, I think that's pretty impressive. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, and if it does, then I would say, all right, you probably need to bring him back. But the other thing you've got to factor, you know, Bowen's going to be gone this year, right? Right? We could both, after this year, he's probably going to be gone.
I don't know, but how many times are you going to change the defensive coordinator before you realize it's not him, it's the head coach?
Fair, but what I would think is maybe a bit of a greater concern here. Let's say Dable's back, even if everybody doesn't love it, but Dable's back and they have to get a new coordinator. What coordinator is going to come and take this job when, once again, we're in the same spot when he took the job last year, Bowen? You know, Dable, it's 1 year where you're going to skate. Like, you're not going to commit to that if you're an accomplished, good defensive coordinator. You're going to get another guy who's a rookie or who's got nothing on the resume?
I would not, myself, I would not fire Bowen and keep Dable. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
But you could see them doing that, right? I could.
I mean, I guess, but that doesn't make any sense. You're going to keep this for what? What has, now, I'm not saying I'd fire Dable. I want to see it. What has Brian Dable done that merits him coming back next year?
The only answer is that he's the one who stood up on a table and said, that's the quarterback that I want.
Great.
I want that kid.
Great.
Get him.
Now you've got him. Now he's playing, and he's shown he's got the sack to handle New York. He's got the ability to win right now as a rookie, so start winning. So my expectations have raised. He's got his quarterback. The other pieces are in place. He's got the healthy offensive line. He's got a running back. They've got guys on defense. Start winning games. It's not that hard. You had a huge lead against the Broncos. 99 out of 100 coaches will win that freaking game. Well, maybe 98. Dan Quinn probably would have blown it as well.
Shermer, too. McAdoofus would have blown
that game.
It.
Yeah,
the old
Aaron
Glenn,
that's a good point.
Aaron, sure.
Think about it. I look at their schedule. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do it. I think there's more than 5 wins on the table here.
I don't see 5.
You don't see more than five wins on the table?
We got to pick this back up, no doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable.
Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Giants could be looking to do something in Philly they haven't done in a long time. They haven't won down there since 2013. Last time they swept the Eagles, 2007. So forget about the future for a second. Forget about Dart or Dable. This is huge for just the Giants' history here and the franchise beating the Eagles. I mean, that is something that is so special, and it just hasn't happened nearly often enough. The fact that they haven't won there since 2013 is a big freaking deal. You play there every year. You're bound to get one of these wins, but they haven't had that in years, and obviously looking for the first sweep since 2007. All right, we were talking about the rest of the schedule. I think there's more than five wins left on here. You do not, which I'm surprised at. All right, at Philly, so you're going to give them a loss here, right?
Yes.
Home against the Niners.
Loss.
At Chicago.
Flip a coin. I think Chicago's better than you think, but I know that they're
all
beatable. I'll give them one there.
Okay.
And I do it with hesitation, but I'll give them one.
Home against the Packers.
I mean, they already did that, you know, with DeVito. I think that's one that they can win. I'll go two.
Okay. At Lions.
Loss.
At Patriots.
Loss.
Home against the Commanders.
Got to see about Jaden's hamstring. I mean, you could obviously win. I'll give a third win there.
Okay. Home against the Vikings.
Loss.
At Raiders.
I'll go win.
Okay. And home against the Cowboys.
Loss. So you give them five.
Wow.
I got that's four. It's four right there.
I give more than five.
Yeah, I don't see it. Let me ask you this. How many games are you going to be favored in? Not that that matters.
Be favored in all four of those games, those final four.
Well, they're not favored this weekend. They won't be favored home against San Francisco, barring catastrophic injuries, whatever.
Well, I don't think the Niners are an unbeatable team.
I'm not saying that. I agree with you. They're not unbeatable. They're not what they were, but they won't be favored.
I don't know what the spread's going to be next week. I can't imagine the Niners being big favorites, if favorites at all in that one. Maybe that's a pick. Maybe it's a Giants minus one or something.
I think the Niners will be laying a field goal. Yeah. I do.
Okay, maybe.
All right, so that's 0 for 2 in terms of favored. I think that they'll be slight dogs in Chicago.
Right.
Like 1.5, something like that.
All right.
I think they'll be home dogs, small ones to the Packers. They'll definitely be road dogs at Detroit, at Patriots.
Right.
And then now we get to the point off the bye week, like where are the Commanders, where are the Giants?
Yeah,
there's too many variables.
I think they'll be favored in all four of those final games, and I think they're going to win those games, and I think that they're going to get at least two of the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. So, I mean, I have them at 6, and I think it could be even more. The way Jacksonville, they should have been the Broncos. They ended up being 8.5-point underdogs. They should have won that game. They were big underdogs against the Eagles at home. They won that game. They were underdogs against the Chargers. Won that game. So these games are not impossible here. I mean, look, it could go either way. Maybe they get spanked by the Eagles. Who knows? And I'm not even saying they're going to win this week. I don't have great confidence in that. Stay tuned for the picks later on. I have correctly predicted the winner of every Giant game so far through Week 7. We'll see if we can keep that streak going here. Maybe not. I mean, if I pick the Eagles, I'd like to see the Giants actually beat them. But I think the Giants I think that they're better than just five wins in those remaining games here. Now, they're going to have to be, because I think anything less than that, then I would move on from Brian.
Man, you got them winning four straight to finish the season.
Yeah,
I mean, that would...
Three of them are at home.
I get you. I'm not saying it's completely impossible.
Dude, the Vikings stink.
You know what I wish, though, Sal? I wish, looking at this...
Some of those games were in the middle here.
Yes. All right, so you got Philly this weekend, fine. You couldn't have the Raiders after that instead of the Niners?
I know.
Like, the thing that I worry about, if I look at this, apples to apples, I don't really think it's nuts to say... Yeah, they can win. Maybe four is a bit ambitious, but three of those final four, and some of these teams stink. The Raiders stink. Who knows?
Right.
Okay, I got you. But when you lose, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the six games before that, if you lose 4 of 6 or maybe even 5 of 6, which unfortunately I think that they could, where are you mindset-wise going into the final four? Not the same place, which to me lessens the ability to win all those four.
Well, that's the thing. You can make a case that they could lose this week 2-6, lose to the Niners 2-7. Now you're really screwed.
Unfortunately.
And if they lose to the Bears, then,
that's a wrap.
Then forget it. So they'd have to beat the Bears 3-6, Packers 3-7, Lions 3-8, 3-9. By that point, no, that's why I think they're going to be better than you would expect, even though they're going to be underdogs in the remainder of these next six games or so. But we'll find out. First one is the Eagles. Got to go get that one. Should have had one against Denver. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Peter is in Vernon, New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. I was at the game. I was at the Denver game. I went to a couple games this year, and I watch every game. BT, you're talking about the defensive line. You're not seeing enough out of our main man, Dax. He's double teamed on almost every single play.
So was every superstar. So was every superstar. Find a way around it.
Okay. Well, I know, but come on, you're not. He's not single covered here. He's double covered.
No super. Pete, hold on, Pete. I got you. No superstar gets single coverage regularly. Not Watt.
Right.
Not Bruce Smith. I know he's interior. That you get double teamed when you're a star. Work around it.
I agree.
Okay.
But shouldn't that open it up for the rest of the defensive line?
Yes.
You get nothing. We get nothing from the rest of the defensive line besides Brian Burns when he's in there, you know, rushing the quarterback. Okay. And my other point, we lost two games this year in the last minute with prevent defense. It doesn't work. The Giants' secondary isn't good enough. I blame that on the defensive coordinator. We should have rushed the quarterback, make him throw a quick pass, and we win those games. But no, we sit back 30 yards, give them plenty of time, and they get picked apart, two plays, field goal, we lose. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't work. And that, thanks for the time, guys.
You got it, man. Listen, there's still frustration from the way the Giants flushed down at least one win and quite possibly two by being conservative.
Look, I'm not going to pretend to be defensive coordinator here, and the caller makes it sound simple. Hey, do this, do that. I mean, send your resume to the Giants, and maybe you could be the next defensive coordinator along with Brian Daboll. However, I don't think it takes a genius or a football lifer or a coach to figure out that when you see three down linemen there, when they just got burnt by the same thing in week two, I know I was thinking, what the are you doing? Don't do it again. That being said, as Tiki pointed out, guys still have to make plays. So the defense that they had set up could have succeeded if the players make plays. But now you're relying on the secondary to make big plays, and that's not what I would be doing because the Giants' strength is not their secondary.
The secondary is really the weakest part, although you know that I like Flautney's comment. Yep. I think most Giant fans do. Banks, a totally different story. You know, what I find interesting, and we do this all the time, right, whether it's in the NBA, fouling a guy or not fouling a guy, up three, you know, like all these different things that come into question, strategies and philosophies, prevent defense, well, you prevent yourself from winning. You know how many times, whether it's from the start of the station, somebody has gotten on the air and talked about a Jet or a Giant win, not a loss, a win, when the coordinator did the prevent defense?
Yeah.
When it doesn't work, we hammer them. It actually does work sometimes.
Yeah, and which is fine. My only issue is they've done it twice and cost themselves games at the, you know, with under a minute to go. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll work into the NBA scandal when we come back. I guess the latest from Winhurst had something about the NBA potentially, I don't want to say covering this up, but
they got problems.
Yeah.
Big one. Bigger ones than I thought they had yesterday.
We'll get into that. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.